Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Analysts are saying 2 days after the leaders of North Korea and South Korea met for a summit along their shared border, the emotional, memorable, and even funny scenes from their times together are both a bitter reminder of the Korea's 7 decades of division and an insight into the mysterious character of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Kim became the first North Korean leader to set foot on South Korean land since the 1953 Korean War, when he stepped into the southern side of the border village of Panmunjom to meet with South Korean President Moon Jae-in. The two have agreed to work together on a nuclear-free Korean peninsula and to do better in communications. Britain's Foreign Minister Boris Johnson reacting.
I'm very encouraged by what's happening. I don't think that anybody looking at the history of North Korea's plans to develop a nuclear weapon would want to be over-optimistic at this point, but it is clearly good news.
Meantime, President Trump told a political rally in Michigan that he expects his summit with Kim Jong-un will take place in the next 3 to 4 weeks. He said the 3 possible sites are being considered for the much-anticipated summit. President Trump has threatened to shut down the U.S. government later this year if Congress does not approve enough funding for border security, including money to build a wall between the United States and Mexico. Last month, Mr. Trump signed a $1.3 trillion bill that keeps the government open until the end of September. Promising to build a border wall was a major component of Mr. Trump's presidential campaign platform. However, his fellow Republicans would probably not support Trump if he tries to get the wall built. This is